I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's E-News, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on June 5, 1973, Doris A. Davis was elected mayor of Compton, California. She was the first African-American woman mayor of a major city. The Air Force has named a woman to head its Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office. Major General Margaret H. Woodward replaces Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Krasinski, who was arrested for sexual battery last month, reports Think Progress. Woodward is currently Air Force Chief of Safety at the U.S. Air Force Headquarters in Washington, D.C., and commander of the Air Force Safety Center at Kirtland Air Force Base in Albuquerque. Also this week, Senator John McCain told the leaders of every military branch he could not unconditionally advise women to join the service as the military grapples to contain and curb its sexual assault epidemic, according to NBC News. Military sexual assaults climbed to an estimated 26,000 last year. Members of a movement to launch a feminist spring in Muslim countries are in trial in Tunisia. Three women with femen, two of them French and one German, painted themselves with graffiti and staged a topless protest last week in Tunis before being hauled away by police, according to Voice of America. Femen has attracted some Muslim supporters and members, but it remains deeply controversial. A new Facebook group, Muslim Women Against Femen, accuses the group of Islamophobia. Beijing police and public transport authorities have published a guideline to prevent the sexual harassment of passengers on buses and subways, but experts say they doubt it will solve the problem, reports China Daily Europe. The rules put the onus on the women to stop the harassment. The guidelines state women should not wear minimal clothing when taking public transportation and should call police promptly if they're sexually harassed. Advocates said there should be laws preventing harassment, and transportation companies should be more aggressive in stopping the problem. In Saudi Arabia, the first women's sports center has opened. The Associated Press reports the center will allow women to practice sports such as karate. It will also have weight loss programs and special activities for children. The kingdom last month allowed girls in private schools to play sports for the first time. It's the latest in a series of incremental changes aimed at slowly increasing women's rights in the country. A woman in a red summer dress being tear-gassed has become a potent symbol of protests taking place in Turkey, with the image going viral, reports NBC.com. The United States and the European Union, as well as human rights groups, have expressed concern about the heavy-handed action of Turkish police against protesters. The scale of opposition to Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan is unprecedented, reports The Telegraph. It includes students, businessmen, and religious dissidents, as well as women in headscarves. The protests started as an outcry against a local development project in Istanbul's Taksim Square. They have snowballed into wider anger against what critics say is the government's increasingly conservative and authoritarian agenda. In El Salvador, Beatrice, a woman who had sought an abortion because her pregnancy was life-threatening and her fetus would die soon after delivery, has undergone a procedure to end her pregnancy. El Salvador is one of the most stringent anti-abortion laws in the world, and officials continue to resist a massive international campaign to allow the woman to end the pregnancy. The New York Times reports that this week doctors removed Beatrice's fetus through an incision in her abdomen. The country's health minister said it was not an abortion because the fetus was delivered. It lived for only 5 hours. But RH Reality Check reports that the hysterotomy is a form of abortion carried out through C-section. It's a procedure of such high risk compared to other forms of abortion, it is practically never performed in the United States. A group of rabbinical leaders in Los Angeles published an open letter this week calling for calm at the Western Wall in Jerusalem. Tensions are expected there this Sunday when Women of the Wall hold their monthly prayer service, reports Haaretz. The Task Force on Jewish Unity, comprised of Orthodox, Conservative, Reform, Progressive, and Reconstructionist leaders, penned the letter to express support for a compromise proposal that would create an egalitarian section at the wall. Last month, ultra-Orthodox protesters hurled rocks and other objects at female worshipers who are part of Women of the Wall. The group incorporates some rituals that Orthodox Jews believe should be reserved only for men. President Barack Obama has named Susan Rice as his national security advisor and Samantha Power as UN ambassador, reported the BBC. Rice was once seen as a contender for the job of Secretary of State, but was forced to withdraw amid opposition from Republicans in Congress over her remarks after an attack on U.S. diplomats in Libya. Power is a Harvard professor and former White House advisor. She wrote a Pulitzer Prize-winning book on America's foreign policy response to genocide. A jury in San Antonio, Texas, acquitted a man of killing an escort he met through Craigslist who refused him sex after he paid her. Defense attorneys did not deny the shooting occurred, but said their client was trying to retrieve stolen property, reported the San Antonio Express News. Prosecutors argued the Texas law that allows people to use deadly force to recover property during a nighttime theft was put in place for law-abiding citizens, not for someone trying to force another person into an illegal act, such as prostitution. And the Ms. Foundation for Women has launched an online petition to cancel Lou Dobbs tonight after comments by an all-male panel on Fox Business Network. Citing a Pew study that showed women are the sole or primary breadwinner in 40% of households with children, Lou Dobbs said the data was, quote, concerning and disturbing. Eric Erickson declared it unnatural to scientific law for women to be in dominant positions. Juan Williams said something is going terribly wrong in American society. And Doug Schoen called it a catastrophic issue that is undermining our social order. And in New Mexico news, tonight at the Albuquerque Film and Media Experience, a new documentary takes another look at the epidemic of sexual assault in the military. Justice Denied presents the stories of men who are survivors and contends they make up 56% of the victims. It screens at the Chemo Theater at 6:30 tonight. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.